I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, and Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer. First of all, the water right around here, ice and birds, do we still have some left?
Yeah, we're starting to get some more ice. As far as duck numbers go, it's been not very good. A lot of the birds have pushed out, and not a whole lot have moved into the area, but we've got some snow geese around and some Canada geese around. So anybody that's out doing any waterfowl hunting, it looks like for the most part past shooting snow geese, maybe trying to decoy a few Canada geese. But outside of that, the waterfowl hunting has really tapered off.
You know, there was bluebirds, a month and a half ago. You'd think there'd still bluebirds, bluebills, but you'd think they'd still be around here, but they must have moved through earlier.
Yeah, the few duck hunters that I did check last weekend that were hunting water, that is what they were harvesting, was bluebills. But I think a lot of those divers have moved out of the area. Goose Lake, southwest of Watertown here, should have a lot of divers on it this time of year before it completely freezes, and you just don't see any out there buzzing around.
Pheasant and deer hunters, are they faring okay?
Yeah, the pheasant hunters, that might be the only thing out and about this weekend. Not going to be good enough ice to ice fish yet. East River deer season is wrapped up now, so there is a few youth tags out there, a few archery tags that can get filled yet, but as far as most of the rifle hunters, that's going to be all done, so I expect to see more pheasant hunters than anything out this weekend.
Have you been over to Clark County at all this week?
Yeah, Clark County's got a few more birds, especially when you're talking snow geese, than we have around here. Maybe not as many pheasant hunters for whatever reason than we've had around here, but definitely a few more snow geese.
Bryce McVicker with the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and maybe a good positive change on the regulations on Lake Ponset?
Yeah, you know, when we're pursuing removing the minimum length limit. At that point, everything we were hearing was the regulation would not come off till January 1st, but we received word that the Legislative Research Committee, I believe it's called, met this, and now the regulation is off. So people can get on the ice, or they can start keeping short walleyes on Ponset right now. So the minimum length is now currently off of Ponset.
Okay, and as far as other fishing right now, probably just getting new ice for hunting and fishing, it's dangerous. So I wouldn't prompt you to try to rush out on Lake Ponset to fish today.
No, and it's going to be all of our waters. That ice is just forming. Probably today's the best day we've had for a while as far as overnight making some ice. Ice is going to be iffy for a while. Don't push it. Let that ice form before you really start venturing out on those lakes.
In your travels between Watertown and Webster, are you seeing much for waterfall or open water on certain lakes along Highway 20?
The water, there's been some open water on the lakes. Swan had some, and some of the sloughs, as well as reeds, had some open pockets. Now, last night when I came home, things have started to freeze up pretty good. There was just the pockets were definitely smaller. I'm guessing now after last night, the real cold temperatures we had and the wind started dropping a little bit, that most of those are probably covered up now. But we're going to have some uneven ice, there's no doubt. We're going to have some thicker ice and then some thin spots right away. So people definitely need to be careful.
Were you seeing much for waterfall in the open water on Swan or Reitz or other lakes?
Primarily what I've been seeing in this last week has been Canada geese. I think a lot of the snow geese finally took off, as well as the ducks. I think there's some pockets of both of those around yet, but we've definitely lost most of those birds from what I've seen. Pretty much all we got is some of the larger Canada geese around.
Pheasant hunters, are they faring any better now in Day County?
I don't think there's a whole lot of hunters out there, but I'm hearing some good reports at times. People are scratching out a bird or two, mostly, finding some cornfields with some sloughs, where there's sloughs left in those cornfields, as we're having the best success on those pheasants right now.
to top of your mind right now, any other regulation changes coming up on January 1 that are significant?
No, I think Ponset's going to be is the big one right now. And like I said, that regulation is now off, so people can keep the, you know, sub-15-inch walleyes now. Most of our fish regulations are on a two-year rotation now, so we won't really see a lot of regulation changes for it until a year from now.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Now we travel down to Hamlin County. Dan Sternhagen, the conservation officer with the Game Fish and Parks. And do you still have some goose and duck numbers in Hamlin County with open water yet?
Yeah, there's definitely a strong number of snow geese traveling through the county, getting over into that western, northwestern part of the county. I drove over there through Monday, and the numbers are definitely really strong. If people want to get out in the fields and hunt a few of those, there's definitely the opportunity to round. With this cold snap coming through today, it'd be interesting to see what those numbers will do, but I would imagine they'll stick around a little bit longer.
Well, it's going to be quite a while longer, I hope, before anybody tries any type of ice fishing. Probably Ponset, not a lot of ice on it yet, or quite a bit.
Yeah, there's definitely a skim of ice out there. If it stays cold and can stay completely iced over, hopefully this wind doesn't do too much damage out there. But, it's cold enough it's going to continue to build ice, which is good. I don't suggest going out there right now. With the ice conditions as it speaks, definitely not enough to really hold a person, I would imagine.
A few pheasant hunters out in Hamlin County yet?
Yeah, I've seen a handful here and there when the weather allows and makes it enjoyable to be out. I have seen a few families getting out and still hunting on the weekends. But definitely with the cold weather coming through, it's starting to dwindle down. But this is kind of the time of year. If we can get a lot of snow, hunters can kind of go to those tree belts and really do really well on the pheasants. So.
But waterfall maybe from Thomas, Clear Lake, down to Marsh, and then west, northwest, best numbers for yep. waterfall?
Yep, that's probably the prime area right now for us, for Hamlin County.
Dan Sternhagen, CO with the Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us, there's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I imagine most things are locking up down between Brookings and Sioux Falls, probably a day or two maybe behind up here.
Yeah, we are. Yesterday we really had ice start to go on, but we even had open pockets still on our sloughs. Now I gather it's a different story this morning. It's 1 degree right here, so I think we'll be putting on ice. Unfortunately, some of our shallow waters, that ice came on when with the high winds and snow, and so it's cloudy and not very good. But hopefully, we'll put a good layer beneath it with this cold weather.
Well, in a few weeks, when the ice is pretty good and people are still walking, hopefully. What do you think in your region might be a few standout perch or walleye lakes?
Well, as soon as we get, and that could be in a couple of days, a couple inches of ice on, I would start the south end of Lake Campbell. Lake Campbell was good for walleye, sawguys, and a few perch all fall, and that tends to be one of the first lakes to produce a bite when it is good. That lake. Oak Lake's been quiet, but that's another one where first ice, they get out there, and for some reason the fish tend to go on a good bite, both perch and walleye. So, those lakes will get ice on them first and enough ice that where it's safe. And so those would be some of the first waters I'd walk out onto. Some of the other waters that should be good this winter, the Oakwoods are loaded with fish. I mean, they've got a lot of nice walleyes. They've got a good perch population. Whether or not those fish are going to bite this winter leaves to be seen. It seems like the perch usually bite, but I don't know. Sometimes those walleyes go into winter pretty fat and happy, and they just seem difficult to catch. You know, Highway 81 lakes, Lake Madison. I think Lake Thompson, Lake Whitewood again this year. We had good net catches of perch, so there should be some good fishing around the region. We'll see what pops up. Usually, there's a few sleepers that produce some good fish that we don't anticipate.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices. Thank you. Well, now at Dakota Sportsman, we have Dean Syme here, and it's Thursday, December 7th. Tell us all about it.
Well, Don, we have our annual wild game feed and winter banquet. Like you said, Thursday, December 7th, 5:30 is the social, 6:30 is the supper. This will be held at the American Legion out on West Highway 212. All 2018 paid members eat for free. Non-members can eat for $15 per person. Kids 10 and under eat for free. Prizes, drawings all night, including guns, prizes for the kids. And also this year, we are going to be serving up bullhead.
Good.
I know a lot of people out there definitely like the cold water bullheads and everything else, so we were able to secure some. So we will be serving bullheads for our game feed.
Now, you'll have a wild game and a lot of that, but how about people that might not want much or kids?
Yes, we'll have hot dogs for the kids, and we will have chicken and some side salads provided for domestic food. As far as wild game, there'll be a lot of different varieties. I know there's pheasant, there's deer, elk, lots of different fish and stuff like that, and also bullheads.
And if your membership's paid up or you would like to join, then the meal's free. And if you want to just pay to get in, then it's $15?
It's $15 per person.
If they want to learn more about Dakota Sportsman or go online or give you a call, how do they go about either one?
Go to DakotaSportsmanInc.com. A lot of good information on our website and everything else. And it also lists our board of directors and everything else, along with phone numbers and emails. You can get in touch with them. Or you can give me a call at 881-0378.
And when and where again?
Thursday, December 7th, 5:30, American Legion, West Highway 212.
Well, now we head out north of Pier to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, and that's about 20,000 acres of goose hunting availability. And Tim Withers, Game Fish and Parks, right there at the goose trailer, has all the information. But Tim, right now, bird numbers, have you gained anything from migration in the last week, 10 days?
You know, it's so hard to tell with them. They were so scattered around in little ponds and stuff. I'm assuming some of those birds that were on some of that smaller water that froze up, this week, probably have come over to the lake. It looks like our numbers are, holding about the same. You know, I saw pretty good wadded birds working some fields this morning, but it's, it as far as migration wise, I think we're a while out yet. I mean, we got to see some weather up in the North Dakota area before we're going to get a lot big push anyway.
Ducks and geese in the pocket down below Pier, is that provided much hunting to your knowledge?
You know what I've heard there is. I talked to some guys that have been hunting out east of town, not quite clear down to the, that far end, but, they've been doing pretty decent on some private stuff, but I'm not sure about pass shooting or anything down there, like at that Big Bend area, the GPA or anything, but, there was pretty good numbers there the last time they flew.
How have the pheasant hunters done up in that area north of Pier?
It's been tough. It's, the guys are getting some birds here and there type stuff. It's not not an easy limit by any means, but there are some guys that, guy go out by himself, they're able to get three roosters and, think it's easy, but it sure has been, our numbers are real low and not seeing a lot of young birds, and older roosters, and at least the hen numbers are still around. We're seeing them now with the harvest going out, the crops coming out, so it's looks better at least for next year.
If people want some more information, what is the number of the goose trailer there?
The number here is area code 605-264-5380.
Tim, Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks out at the Goose Trailer, the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.